Dead of night, he comes to Medina and he comes to his wife again, caught up, emotional, that, oh my wife, I was returning from Syria, again the Muslims intercepted me. Can you imagine the pain of Zainab? She comforts her husband, children are happy to see the father, but the condition is not conducive. The atmosphere is again hostile around him. So anyway, she gives him amnesty, she gives him comfort. In the morning when the Prophet ﷺ goes to perform the Fajr Salah, كَبْ وَاسْتَوَى قَائِمًا فِي الْمِحْرَابِ, the Prophet ﷺ stands in the mihrab. وَكَبَّرَ لِلْإِحْرَامِ, and he says, Allahu Akbar, to commence the salah. وَكَبَّرَ النَّاسُ بِتَكْبِيرِهِ, and the congregation says, Allahu Akbar. صَرَخَتْ زَيْنَبْ بِنْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ صَفَّةِ النِّسَاءِ, Zainab screams out from the row of the women in Masjid al-Nabawi. Now I know how often when I'm leading the salah, if I hear my son crying, obviously my thoughts are shattered. I'm worried that what happened. Imagine the Prophet ﷺ commencing his salah, and there goes a slogan of his daughter Zainab. Ya ayyuhan nas, ana Zainab binti Muhammad, wa qad ajartu Abul As ibn Rabi fa ajiruhu. Oh people, listen to me. I am Zainab, the daughter of the man leading you in the salah. I need to tell you, last night my husband has come here under trying circumstances. And I have extended amnesty to my husband. For Allah's sake, don't harass him, he's under my care. The salah is continued. When the Prophet ﷺ completes his salah, فَلَمَّا سَلَّمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, after he completes his salah, he turns to the congregation, he said, هَلْ سَمِعْتُمْ مَا سَمِعْتُ, have you people heard what I heard? They said, yes, O Prophet of Allah, we heard it. He said, wallah, I have only heard it as you heard it now. I have no further information. I got to go home and find out when this happened, what happened. In sarafa ila baytihi, he returns home. The first words he tells his daughter is, akrimi mathwa abil as. Oh my daughter, again your poor husband is under challenging circumstances. Make his stay comfortable. Wa'alami annaki la tahillina lahu. But you need to know you're a believer and he hasn't embraced the faith, so there's no physical or conjugal relation. She says, oh my father, I have done accordingly. Thumma da'a rijal as-sariya. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls all those sahaba that had intercepted that caravan. He says, listen, once more I have to speak to you regarding my son-in-law. Inna hadha ar-rajul minna haythu qad alimtum. This is my son-in-law. Wa qad akhadhtum malahu. And you have taken his wealth. Fa in tuhsinu wa taruddu alayhi malahu kana ma nuhibbu. Wa in abaytum fa huwa faylu Allah alladhi afa'a alaykum. If you return his money, it will mean a lot to me. But if you refuse to do so, then it forms part of the national treasury. And I will not hold this against you. Again, look at the Prophet ﷺ asking, not imposing on anyone. Obviously, time is against me, so I'm just wrapping it up. They say, O Prophet of Allah, بَلْ نَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِ مَالَهُ, we will return his wealth. The Prophet ﷺ calls him, his wealth is returned to him. He goes all the way back to Makkah. He gathers all the Quraysh. أَدَّى لِكُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ, here's your money. هَلْ بَقِيَ لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدِي مَالٍ, do I owe anyone of you money? لَا, وَجَدْنَاكَ وَفِيًّا كَرِيمًا, وَجَدْنَاكَ, we found you to be loyal and faithful. He said, now that I have returned to you your trust, and I don't owe you a cent, listen, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, I bring iman on the oneness of the Almighty, and I accept the finality of the prophethood of my father-in-law Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he goes on to say, and this is food for thought. He says, وَاللَّهِ مَا مَنَعَنِي مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ عِنْدَ مُحَمَّدٍ بِالْمَدِينَةِ إِلَّا خَوْفِي أَن تَظُنُّوا أَنِّي إِنَّمَا أَرَدْتُ أَنْ آكُلَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. The only reason I did not embrace the faith in Medina, lest you think I intended usurping your wealth. And I did not want to stigmatize the beautiful Islam. I did not want to tarnish the reputation or soil the image of the Muslims. So I said, let me settle your money. فَلَمَّا أَدَّاهَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ, now that your money has been returned to you, وَفَرَغْتُ مِنْهَا, and I have no obligations to you, أَسْلَمْتُ, I have embraced the faith. And now that I have embraced the faith, there's nothing for me here. Let me go to Medina. ثُمَّ انْتَلَقَ قَاسِدًا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Now he focuses towards Medina. But obviously the dynamics are different. The dynamics are different. The passion is different. The joy. Can you imagine the joy now in him? A person's sister's name is Fatima. It's alright, his mother's name is Fatima. Suddenly he proposes to a Fatima. Now it's Fatima. All this year, Fatima was his mother's name, his sister's name, but now there is a passion, there is a feeling, there is an excitement. Now the joy in Medina is different. وَاسْتَقْبَلَهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ بِالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ The Muslims came out. You read history. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, there was joy. When Abu al-As accepted Islam and he came. When he came to Medina, everybody came on the outskirts of Medina. People went to Zainab and congratulated her. Your marriage and your sabr in this marriage, Allah brought that day. Oh Zainab, today Allah has brought that day. The Prophet ﷺ set him down, hugged him, embraced him. Radda alayhi bi nikahin jadid. A fresh nikah was performed in the presence of all the sahaba in Masjid al-Nabawi. And watalaqa zawjan al-habiban wajtama'a ash-shamlu al-mumazzaq. Can words describe the joy of Zainab when she now embraces her husband with warmness and calmness, with love and tender? The children united with their father. Like one historian wrote, it was like a torn garment that was patched together and was put onto the body. Subhanallah, that is the beauty of Islam. And that is my message again in conclusion. That an ideal couple is a couple that has the maturity and the integrity to sustain the relation despite the challenges and to persevere. After we heard what Zainab radiallahu anha went through, which one of us can say we endured more than Zainab? Despite all the challenges, they remained together. And obviously Zainab radiallahu anha passed away in Medina. We make dua to the Almighty that He unite our marriages with muhabbat and understanding, with unity and bless our unions. And let never talaq separate us. May Allah unite us in this world. And ultimately in the gardens of Jannah, as the Quran says, Jannatu adni yadkhulunaha. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ That indeed these are the gardens of Jannah where they will be united with their parents, their spouses, their partners and with their children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to imbibe within us and may He infuse and instill within us the social lives of the Sahaba, and that we can draw from them in the very same way. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-83000-97. That's 011-83000-97. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-83000-97. Want to learn more about Islam? Then you need the Islamic Scholar Professional, the world's most comprehensive Islamic computer software on CD-ROM. The Islamic Scholar Professional is an information-packed, powerful, easy-to-use, versatile Islamic software package to learn more about Islam. It combines leading translations of the Quran, Hadith, History of Prophets, Islamic History, Muslim contribution to the world, and more in a simple, intuitive, easy-to-use, Windows-compatible interface. It contains two complete recitals of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Abdul Basit and Sheikh Hudayfi, a complete recital of the Quran in English, various English language translations, including Yusuf Ali, Muhsin Khan, and Pickthall, two complete commentaries of the Quran, foreign language translations, background information of every surah, and a host of other information. It also contains the complete Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawood, and a host of other books of Hadith and Fiqh, History of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, chronological history, history of the Khalifas, letters and treaties of the Prophet Muhammad and Khalifas, halal haram foods, Islamic clip art, kalimas, duas, videos. The Islamic Scholar Professional contains so much that it's impossible to mention everything in this commercial. For more information, contact Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-83000-97. Or visit our webpage at www.parexcellence.co.za. Do you want your children to learn to read the Holy Quran like Qari Abdul Basit? Then you need the Al-Ustadh CD-ROM. Al-Ustadh is based on madrasa and Islamic school syllabus that is recognized worldwide, including the LMA and Nurul Islam. The Al-Ustadh will start you right from the basics, using the phonetic method of teaching, and go into advanced aspects like tajweed. Al-Ustadh also contains kalimas, du'as, how to perform wudu, salah, a complete recitation of the Holy Quran, and much, much more. To get the Al-Ustadh, call Par Excellence in Johannesburg on 011-830-0097. That's 011-830-0097.